USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas has released two additional Israeli hostages concurrent with an agreement between Israel and the Palestinian militant group. The Israel Defense Forces have stated more hostages are expected to be freed later today. In line with the truce extension, Israel is also set to release additional Palestinian detainees. The U.S. once again advocating for the extension of the humanitarian pauses in the ongoing conflict. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby took a moment today to reiterate the origins of that conflict.
They launched these attacks on the 7th of October with two purposes, one to kill, the other to take hostage. And they did that to a fairly well.
He said over 100 hostages held by Hamas have been released since the temporary ceasefire began last week. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in that ongoing fraud trial. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. The requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples. A slight majority of Hispanic voters in Florida believe that Republicans would be more effective in addressing their key concerns than Democrats. That's according to a poll analyzed by researcher Gary Segura.
Florida Latinos are unique in trusting Republicans over Democrats to best handle their important issues. So when we asked, who do you trust more to address it? And Republicans outscored Democrats 34-30. This is the only state in which that's the case.
The survey, conducted by Unidos U.S. and Mi Familia Vota, identifies inflation, jobs, health care, gun violence, and affordable housing as crucial issues for Hispanic voters who live in the Sunshine State. This is USA News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free, 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The debate between Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is just hours away. The 90-minute program on Fox News provides each governor with an opportunity to showcase their distinct ideologies to a nationwide audience. DeSantis, currently trailing in recent polls as a GOP presidential contender, and Newsom, viewed by insiders as an alternative to Joe Biden should the president decide not to continue in the race, will be in the spotlight during the debate from Georgia tonight. It begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Southern states are attracting a growing number of residents as data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that more people moved to the South than any other region last year. Southern states grew by more than 1.3 million people in 2022, with Florida leading as the fastest growing state. Other notable gainers include Idaho, South Carolina, and Texas. According to a survey by real estate brokerage Home Bay, the primary reason for Americans moving include obtaining a larger home, residing in a more affordable area, and enhancing their overall quality of life. Elon Musk harshly criticized advertisers withdrawing from X at the New York Times Dealbook Summit, suggesting they engage in a specific action using an expletive.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself.
Despite this, he apologized for his recent endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.